That's how we build.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks great.
Feel the vibration.
Come on.
Welcome to Buzz of the Week. I am your host, Bradley Baxter. My man, Chris Bucky Watts, with me.
What's up, everybody?
This is the show where we like to talk about a buzzy subject or... I don't like that word. I like to say a topic that people are talking about.
A buzzworthy topic. A topic that people are... A topic that got people buzzing.
There's a couple... I like the way you put that. There's a few things going on. It could be anything from, you know, a news story, a movie, a show. It could be anything. But right now,
something we're thinking about, a little thought starter. Who
maybe
knows?
You have an idea that we haven't touched yet that happened this week. Anyway,
let us know.
Chris, Jessica Jones dropped, and we kind of talked about this a while on the last episode of G Splash, which drops every Thursday. Yeah. And is immediately following
a full podcast.
Immediately following this episode, so listen through. But Chris, Netflix dropped Jessica Jones season 2. Have you had a chance to catch an episode?
I definitely meant to, and then I did not this week. But it's in the plan. Have you?
I have seen the full season. I have.
Okay.
Chris has a life. I kind of don't. So.
I'm doing all right.
You're doing pretty good,
so
bro.
We're in a strange spot where we're talking.
But that's what,
because I don't know about it, but you do know about it. But there's people out there that may have seen it and people that may not have seen it. So a delicate balance.
Yeah, we're the yin and the yang. I'm the exact opposite of Chris. But we like the same stuff. But I do want to say this before we jump into anything, and this actually kind of fits the mold of the scenario, Chris. Mm-hmm. I feel like. Usually in the past, Daredevil has come out, season 2 Daredevil, first season of Jessica Jones, even Luke Cage.
Right.
I felt like when those came out, they were smashed into my face. Like that day that it dropped, Netflix made sure that I knew.
Yeah, no.
They shoved it down my throat. And it was like.
I was like, hey!
Because I'm being serious. Like, because I even had.
No, I know.
My girlfriend at the time. Spark interest because it was shoved in her face.
Right, it's like the header when you open up Netflix, you're getting programmatic ads and like you're seeing them in your feed. They're being put in there. Like if you're watching Crackle, if you're crackling, you know, with some of those ads that pop up might be, you know, Jessica Jones pro. Like it was everywhere, or Daredevil, or Luke Cage. Are you not feeling the same way about this season?
So my point with that is, when Jessica Jones season 1 came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was the nerd in the relationship, but the fact that she brought up interest,
sure.
I didn't watch season 1 of Daredevil. I was like, you know, he's kind of
what an idiot you are.
At the time, you know.
Oh, now you went back. I like
that. At the time, you know, it was the first one, and MCU really hadn't skyrocketed yet.
Right, we were doing good, we were making money, but like this was the first venture
into
this whole like. Outside of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so it's like, what am I going to expect?
And Daredevil was like a B-grade Marvel character.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I love him, and he's one of my favorites, but sure, B-grade. Yeah, me, right?
Chris, I had to search for Jessica Jones season 2.
What? It's not the header on Netflix? I've been too busy watching The Office before I go to bed.
Yeah, man. Like, I think I've seen it a few times pop up, but for a first week, a heavy hitter like that.
Damn.
I literally had to search for it, man.
That's brutal.
Which makes me think, and before I tell you my opinion on the season as a whole.
Okay.
I makes me continue to think of my original theory of there's something that happened with Marvel and Netflix.
Like they're just like not well.
Because like if you think about it, as the series have kind of gone on with this Netflix show and Marvel, whatever.
Partnership.
Each one has kind of been like, it gets lower and lower. Like the excitement is gone.
Right. There's not as much hype. Do you think it has anything to do with their streaming platform? Disney? Because Disney's obviously connected to Marvel, or you know, Pac-Man Marvel. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, though.
So is that something that has to do with that? Like they're trying intentionally to not promote it so that they can. That seems weird. That seems like a snake eating its own tail. Like, don't promote it, but it's technically still ours. I don't. How does that work?
So from what I gather, I'm under the impression that the Netflix Marvel stuff is supposed to continue to go because they still have Luke Cage season 2, Punisher season 2. I can't. And then I think Daredevil season 3. I think.
And now they're saying maybe no Defenders, though. Definitely Daredevil season 3. And then what, it just ends? They're just like, well, that was fun.
Yeah, so I don't, that's what I'm saying, is like, I don't 100% sure that the Disney streaming service, but I feel like it is playing a role in this, because
right,
if
something's going on behind the scenes,
exactly,
shape,
because if, and here's why, because if you think about it, like, these were supposed to be TV shows that tied into the movies some kind of which way. I think people expected it to be maybe more than what it really is. What do you think?
I think that that's super interesting, because
they make references
that when they were building this whole universe, yeah, there's these hidden references in each one about the fact that these other characters do exist. And then it was like, I still remember this day being like, oh, this is going to be awesome. They're going to bring these characters in, and those characters are going to transfer from the TV to the movies, and they're all going to be incorporated. But now this is still like a sub different. I mean, you can tell in style, and you know, they're more gritty. They're whatever. They're obviously separate, but somehow connected. But then also, my theory, I mean, it's a streaming service. That's definitely a possibility. I also think Defenders and Iron Fist had a lot of watches or whatever, but I still feel like it hurt them. I feel like they were riding this high from Luke Cage, and they put this one out that a lot of people watched it, but you talk to people and they're like, oh yeah. And it almost like made it so all these shows together became like a, oh, like noise.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, wow, that stands out to me. It just became noise.
Yes. You're absolutely right. I think Iron Fist was obviously the redheaded stepchild. No offense to anybody who's redheaded or a stepchild, because
or both.
Well, I had to say that now. Anyway, I think it does. I think when that stuff first came out, it was like, oh, it's tied to this. I think that, but somehow they didn't tie enough to it. Like making generic references that the average person who doesn't follow anything wouldn't have caught.
Absolutely.
So I don't.
There was a low barrier to entry to watch these on Netflix, because it was, they are all positioned as their own new show. They're not connected to Marvel like the other movies. You can just pick it up and start watching. But the more they got connected together, and then people being like, "Oh, Iron Fist did not meet my expectations," and they went to Defenders, which is pretty meh in a lot of ways. It's got some cool moments, but it's real slow. I think that's exactly what you're saying. Like, it just sort of became a thing that just, yep, there it is. Like, it was easy to get into, but now I'm just not going to follow it that much. I mean, I don't care. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe I haven't seen the numbers on Jessica Jones season 2. Maybe a lot of people are watching, but the fact you had to dig to find it, that doesn't speak highly to the fact that they're putting a lot of like effort into pumping it into everybody's brain.
Right. So that's what I found very weird. That stuff's usually shoved down your throat. Anything Netflix original is shoved down your throat pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. They're like, watch this show. We made it. You're going to love it. We make 50 shows a month, but this is the one.
What I was getting at with everything, I'm gonna tie it all together now, is that with Jessica Jones season 2, the references, the MCU references, were actually pretty fucking good in this one.
Really?
Yes. It starts very slow.
Okay, slow burn.
I'll break it down a little bit as far as a review goes, but it's a little slow at the beginning, but it's not bad. It gets semi good. Mm-hmm. The thing that I think is rough is that with everything that we just talked about, that all that is playing a role to get you through this season. So I don't expect someone who's semi-interested or even the biggest fan to like stick out through the season. But
really,
there are some really, like, there are references and there are things in this series, I think, that tie the MCU into it all better than it ever has.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna put out there, like, this has been something you've had to kind of tiptoe around because you've seen it and I haven't, and there's a lot of people probably listening that haven't seen it, but you've definitely got my interest piqued, because I not only do I want to see it to see it, I also want to see it to be like, hey, is this what he's talking about? Like, is this something that's gonna lose people? Is this too slow? Is this connected? Like, you put a little mystery in here, Brad, and I'm liking it.
Oh, you know, I'm a mysterious guy. No, that's just, I think that's just my opinion. I think that it's going to take you, there's 13 episodes. They're not short episodes either. So
right, our full hour.
I can get into some Easter eggs that, you know, Marvel Easter eggs, MCU, whatever, that aren't really story killers in the sense. I think that,
right.
I will say this, as far as the story goes, it's a little on its own. which is, I think, what those Netflix shows go aim for. Does that make sense?
Right.
I think
absolutely.
They're obviously a little bit more racy and are able to do a lot more in those things. They can say a lot of things like fuck and
there's a lot of
sexual things around. Like Trish makes a statement about going down on a guy, and then I think the hookups in this Jessica Jones season are terrible.
Okay. See, another thing I'm like, well, I'll be the judge of that.
And predictable. But I'm just, overall though, I say if you're interested in the MCU and you're invested in it, watch it all the way through. You'll be better off after watching Jessica Jones season 2 as you did Iron Fist, maybe Defenders. No, I would say and Defenders.
Get to the end of it. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. I will make a vow that I will get this thing watched because I want to talk about and cover all these Easter eggs. I want to cover the stuff about it. I want to dive deeper and talk more about this conversation because this is a good taste, and I want people to come back and listen to our podcast, G-Splash, and hear us actually dive into it. What do you think of that?
I'm down for that. So wait, you don't want me to break the Easter eggs yet?
I kind of want it to be. Get them on my. Now I'm excited.
Let me sprinkle a few because there's some of them that you are
hit a couple.
But again, like we've had this conversation where Easter eggs now are a little bit fluffier than they used to be. It used to be like it was a hidden thing, like the time,
it's like a deep,
like diet. The clock was at this hour, and that meant, and that was a reference to this comic book. Like they're pretty subtle. Yeah. Like these, they're very absolutely. Obvious. Sure. One of them that seems to be talked about the most on the interweb is you get a Spider-Man. I believe he was originally a Spider-Man character, but he goes by the name of the Wizard.
Okay.
So they have the Wizard in there.
Mr. Wizard?
No, just Wizard. His story's kind of terrible. And he's like a very like X character. X-list character, but...
X-list.
Yeah, he was... In the comics, he was his blood was transfused with... Blood was transfused with a mongoose...
Oh, great.
To fight off, I think, Snake Venom?
Cobra Man.
Snake
Poison or something. Wow, that sounds like a real intriguing character.
Yeah, very early 1950s character. Like, something around those eras. Like, his tight spandex yellow suit. It looked like the Flash, but, like, not good.
It
was basically Wizard because he ran fast. And I will say this. His character in the Jessica Jones is kind of weird, but the... They Fred Flintstone this character in the show, which is really bad. Like he's basically a character who can run fast. He whizzes by people.
Oh, because he's whizzing by.
Yeah, but the effects they use for this guy is really fucking bad.
Oh, wet my whistle. I love bad effects. I'm dead.
But he's not in it for very long, so muscle through it. Again, like I said, you got to
muscle through this guy and you'll be fine.
Because you just got to muscle through like the first couple episodes. The payoff is great. There is a reference to Dr. Kurt, I think is his name, who played Carnage, who was Carnage at one point. There is
there's some real obscure, like they're Easter eggs, but they're obscure.
Yes, there is a Skrull reference, lightly.
Okay.
And it happens during a montage.
Light scroll. Lightly peppered scroll.
So Jessica Jones is interviewing, and this is an early episode too. She's interviewing different people to take on cases. Wizard obviously being one of them. And there's like a Jay-Z reference about people who are pretending to be, there's these lizard beings who are pretending to be actual people. And Jay-Z is one of them.
Oh, of course he's a Skrull.
So there's a Skrull reference there.
How foolish we've been.
They make some small references like to Spider-Man, and it's a very adult style. They say something around the line. Like one guy is like, is Trish in trouble? And Jessica Jones is like, yeah. Or what gave you that idea or something?
Yeah.
And he's like, my balls are tingling. And then she says something like, oh, your scroty sense. So they make a reference to Spider-Man on that, which is...
Interesting.
They play very well into the whole...
Sounds odd.
They play very well into the whole It's Patsy thing again.
It's Patsy.
Yeah. But they reference the Raft, which is...
Of course.
Which is the...
Super prison.
In Civil War, you saw the superheroes being imprisoned there.
It's basically a superhero or supervillain prison in the middle of the ocean.
Yep. And then they
sometimes in Manhattan Bay, or I don't think it's called Manhattan Bay, but it's whatever ocean's out there in front of Manhattan.
Yeah. And then they also make the reference to Captain America not having his shield.
Okay. See, that's a good one.
Yeah. So the reference, like, again, like, those two are very heavy. They're heavy and subtle at the same time. So basically, there's a kid in it who he says, "Oh, I have a Captain America figure, but he lost his shield, so I made him one out of a magnet." So it's a light tie-in, but it's a reference. I think it's a good reference.
See, this is kind of stuff that's peppered in there, and that's I don't know. Some of these seem deep and weird, but also, I mean, why not have some fun with it if you're going to write the show, am I right?
Yeah, no, that's why I think, like, the references were really good. I think there's also a mutant reference. Which is
a miracle, you mean?
What I thought was interesting, because it's like the deal with Fox hasn't quite gone through yet, but they do. They make a Gifted reference.
Okay. Wow, they really are going off.
Like,
for
it's the stuff that, like, should have. It's how it should be. Is what I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree.
Yeah, I don't want to give too many spoilers.
Don't do it. I want to talk more about it after I watch. I will watch. I will make it a priority.
The rest of it is pretty heavy. So yeah, I
pretty heavy.
I would say if you can muscle through a few episodes, it's worth a watch. But if, you know, at this point, obviously I'm invested, and so I feel like I have to. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's amazing.
It's I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave an 88%, critic or people like it 74%. So it's definitely like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, I'm in. Well, tell us your thoughts on Buzz Week. So tell us your thoughts on Jessica Jones. Have you watched it? Are you interested? What turns you off on these Defenders type shows? What keeps you going? Comment, let us know. Hit us up on our Facebook or Instagram.
Boom. Chris said it all. I'm out of here. Buzz of the Week.
At G to the Splash. That's where we're at on Instagram. Yeah. G to the Splash, at G to the Splash. Check out our podcast. Yeah, that's how we I'm out too. Peace. Now the shit's about to kick off this party. Let's